Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Bethany Rogers of the Frederick News Post. We're interested in the story of Blaine Young, his political defeat, and then his kind of reemergence here as a member of the Planning Commission in a somewhat interesting maneuver, actually. Talk to us a little bit about what happened here.
So Monday was the final meeting of the Board of County Commissioners for Frederick County. Frederick County is about to shift to a charter form of government that's led by a county executive and a county council. So this is sort of a historic meeting. Now, the incumbent commissioner's president, Blaine Young, actually ran for this county executive post and lost to Jan Gardner, the Democratic candidate. So this is really his final meeting at the helm of county government. And the agenda was pretty short. At the very end of the meeting, there was sort of a sudden action on the part of the board. Nobody was really expecting it. It wasn't on the agenda. Commissioner Young produced this letter resigning his post on the Planning Commission. Now, on the Board of Commissioners, there is one liaison over to the Planning Commission, which makes planning and zoning decisions and recommendations. And he's been serving on that as a liaison from the Board of Commissioners for a couple of years now. So he resigned his post abruptly, and then seconds later, his fellow commissioner, Commissioner Paul Smith, made a motion to reappoint him to that same Planning Commission, but this time as a citizen. And three of the commissioners voted to make that appointment. Basically, what that does is gives him a five-year position on the Planning Commission. If he had not resigned his post, he would have lost it on December 1st when he leaves office as the commissioner's president.
So how important will this be? I mean, what you have here is a new executive, and her opponent is now on the Planning Commission. She wasn't happy about this. Am I correct?
So she was in that building at the time, and she wasn't actually in the meeting, but a county staff member, I guess, approached her and said, you might want to get into this meeting. So she came in kind of mid-discussion, and they called her up to kind of give input. She was not happy about it at all.
So you have a situation here, am I right, where the people have voted against this gentleman, and then by virtue of what sounds like something that was put together in secret and then just kind of dropped into the middle of things, I mean, how democratic is that, I guess, would be my question.
Well, I guess she would probably say not at all, and that was a point that she made. Land use was a very big part of this recent election, and she criticized Commissioner Young for being too friendly to developers and allowing too much growth and development. That was something that a lot of citizens have really objected to. So she was arguing that this was really disregarding the wishes of the voters. They've basically told him that they want to move in a different direction with growth and planning in Frederick County, and this action is sort of guaranteeing more of the same.
And nothing much can be done if anybody wanted to do something, am I right?
According to the county attorney, that's correct. Apparently, Planning Commission members can't be removed except in cases of neglect of duty or malfeasance in office.
You've reported that not many citizens of Frederick were there, so it's a wonderful thing that you were there. And we want to thank you again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Bethany Rogers, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.